Hi, everybody, and once again, you're very welcome back to another one of these bite-sized, but hopefully razor-sharp political podcasts. And again, thank you for supporting us as we go closer, Claire, as we grow closer to Christmas. Do consider becoming a patron of the channel if you like. The link's below if you want to give us a little bit of support each month. It is the equivalent of less than half a cup of coffee. So do you think you can afford that for this full-on commentary? I'll leave that thought with you. Many have done it. You haven't done it yet. Maybe you will. So I'll leave that thought with you. Right. We're going to talk about the sporting insanity. And this follows the announcements in Scotland and Wales from the respective little tyrannical devolved governments there. And I just wanted to explore the insanity of it all. That's the only word I can use. So let's take Wales to start with, okay? So in Wales, Kim Jong Drakeford, leader of the Welsh Assembly, has declared that forthwith there will be no crowds at any outdoor sporting event in Wales. It's just too dangerous. The Omicron will come into the ground and it's going to kill everybody, even though it's a common cold. Yes, it's going to kill everybody. Okay, I understand. So because of that, you just can't have sports. You're going to have football games, for example, behind closed doors. It's the only way we can keep people safe. Well, you see, leaving aside the absolute nonsense of that, consider the fact that Welsh football clubs like Swansea, Cardiff, Wrexham, these teams all play in the English league. So what that means is, think about this. This is insane. So it means that if you're a Cardiff City supporter, right, you can't go to watch Cardiff play in Cardiff, but you can go to watch Cardiff play in any number of English towns and cities around England. Yeah, you can do that. And why is that? It's science. The Rona understands that if it's a away game, then, it might attack you, but that's your own fault for going to the away games. But obviously, because of the wisdom of the Welsh lunatics, since there won't be any crowds. Oh, that's gonna make for a wonderful supercharged occasion, sporting occasion. No doubt they'll be reverting to the fake crowd noises that, if you remember, they used in the early part of the COVID tyranny lockdown. Remember when the games came back, nobody was allowed in, so they dubbed on fake crowd noises, all the oohs and ahs and the boos and the yeah for a goal. Nobody around, all empty. To me, it was a great example of just how misleading this world can be. But anyway, so if you're a Welsh football fan, don't worry about it. You can go and watch your team outside of Wales for all their away games. You just can't go to see any of their home games. Yeah, really. And then let's consider Scotland then, because Scotland, wee nippy, Sturgeon herself has declared that there can't be more than 500 people at an outdoor sporting event. You just kind of, 500 is clearly the requisite number. If you go to 501, boom, coronavirus is going to kill everybody. So it's 500. That begs the question, but which 500? How are clubs supposed to determine which 500? And it can't be on a first-come, first-served basis in terms of buying tickets, because there'll be a lot of season ticket holders. I would imagine most clubs would probably have at least, I'm sure way more than 500 ticket holders. So this got me thinking. So think about the logic of this one here. So what they're saying, you only can have 500 in Scotland. Yeah, only can have 500. Right, 500. So what happens then? If there's, let's say there's, for argument's sake, 5,000 ticket holders. So do they all turn up on the day and the first 500 come in? And does that mean then there's a huge crowd of people outside the ground, maybe 5,000 people outside the ground, and only 500 get in? And if that's the case, in what way does that keep people safe? Exactly. And if you say, no, the club will do a lottery and the club will then contact the lucky 500. And on that basis, they can come in safely
and securely to the grounds. So, right. So again, does that mean then if I'm a ticket holder and I'm not given the chance to come to the game that I'm paying to come to, does that mean that I'm being discriminated against? What do you think? Do you think there's a bit of potential discrimination, lawsuits potentially on the back of this one? And that's just two examples. This is where the bureaucrats, who I utterly despise, the bureaucrats driving all of this, are coming up with ideas that don't make any sense at all. I mean, they don't. I mean, they're scared to close down football entirely because they understand bread and circuses. So they know that they want to allow the games to go forward, lest the peasants revolt. But on the other hand, they're coming up with these insane rules in the case of Wales, where there can be nobody in the ground at all, but yet you can travel to away games outside of Wales. That's fine. And then if you travel to those away games outside of Wales, can you come back into Wales? Do you have to be tested to be coming back into Wales? Will there be border checks on in Wales? So you've got this insanity in Wales. Meanwhile, in Scotland, Sturgeon's making this arbitrary, oh, well, we'll allow 500 people because I'm so liberal. I will allow 500 people into the ground. And I don't understand how that can be fairly done. I just don't understand it. So that's just a couple of little examples to my mind of how the new new COVID rules, which you're all bringing in, these will come in England as well, by the way, be under no illusion, very, very shortly. There's a game being played, which I'll talk about in another podcast. Again, you know, yet again, it just shows that all of this is made up. There's no sense, there's no logic to any of this. It's all about fundamentally a form of mental torture of those people who live in these tyrannical regimes. Thank you so much for listening.